here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of January, 2016. It was on this date in 1813 Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice was published. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, "Sit down and put down everything that comes into your head, and then you're a writer. But an author is one who can judge his own stuff's worth without pity and destroy most of it." The novelist Colette, born in France in 1873, a beautiful young woman. She was athletic, wore her hair in a long red braid, and became famous for four novels that she published in 4 years, 1900 to 1903, all about a woman named Claudine, who became a cultural sensation in France. Colette, author of 50 novels, including Gigi, made into a Broadway play and a movie. Colette, who died in 1954 and became the first woman in the history of France to be given a state funeral, though she was denied a Catholic burial. Colette, who said, "To be astonished is one of the surest ways of not growing old too quickly." And it's the birthday of the artist Jackson Pollock, born in Cody, Wyoming, 1912, came to New York, studied with the painter Thomas Hart Benton, and became interested in abstract art after he went to an exhibit of Picasso's work at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. In the late 1940s, Pollock began experimenting with a technique in which he let the paint simply drip onto canvases laid on the floor of his studio. He said, "On the floor, I am more at ease. I feel nearer, more part of the painting, since this way I can walk around it, work from the four sides, and literally be in the painting." He used household paint rather than artists' paints because it was more liquid and it dripped more easily off of whatever he used, a brush or a stick or a turkey baster. Jackson Pollock, whose career was cut short by alcoholism, August 1956, he crashed his car into a tree while driving drunk and died. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Poliner entitled Blue. Clear, windy day, and the ocean's waters rush ahead singing. In the distance off the low islands, the white splash of waves, the clouds, huge white puffs, stationary in the bluest air, seem unreal, as if imported and tacked up by some grand producer. Oh, the blue we live in, bright sky blue, glossy, silvery ocean blue, the blue we're permitted, our essential bed, our daily blanket. It's our home, this life in, through, and around, blue, by plan or chance, by any account, a wonder, a miracle, a day like today, the water, busy, noisy, and constant, as if no amount of praise were enough for our blue, brilliant world. Blue, a poem by Elizabeth Poliner from What You Know in Your Hands, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.